Dit is Machushe Vachave van KBW met de Yankov Singer. We zitten met de Maranga Native. Was het
spiritual spirit? And if you don't know this, you can get up to Davin, you can learn, you can get to Dokka, you can do Chesed, you can do everything, Moshe, you can have two Chavrusas a day, you can learn Shas, but if you don't know this, you're missing the boat. I'm going to only show you Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah takes 15 minutes.
Okay, you're on. Go ahead. Okay.
You say over here, Vina Malkeinu, Chatonu Lefanecha, our father, our king, we sinned before you. So I ask you a question. Why does it say Lefanecha? Avinu Malkeinu, you're talking to Rebishta. Avinu Mantata Malkeinu. Chatonu, we sinned. Why does it say Lefanecha? Worse than the sin that we do is the sin of Lefanecha in your face. If Maloi Chol Eretz Kavaydai, if the Eibishter is all over the world, I am a Kohen Kavoida, Kavoida Mala Oilam. That means right now, where we're sitting here now, is this Kutcher Berichu is over here. And I go ahead and do a sin, Panam Balpanam, in his face, that's what's called an Aziz Panam. That's what we call when you hear a person, Aziz Panam. What's the Aziz Panam? In your face. We sinned. What was our sin? Lefanecha. That we are not aware of your presence. But the Nishkinim in Batracht, I'm in the presence of greatness. And I'm egoirus. I do what I want. Now, that's the Hagdom. Now, so you think that this is a nice Zach, right? So cook it up. We're going to start saying, Godavar Hashem, Oyer V'Yishi. So it says there a pasuk like this. Godavar HaMelech is saying, L'cha Amalibi, Bakshu Ponai. What means L'cha? So everybody says, there, but Gitaish Nechayid, L'cha to you. But that's not Taish. Rashi Kodesh says, L'cha B'Shlichusko. Godavar HaMelech is saying, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, through a message that you sent on my Libi, my heart told me. My heart told me a message that you sent to me. What was the message that Hashem sent to David HaMelech? The Ebisha said to David HaMelech, Bakshu Ponai, seek my presence. Chatonu Lefanecha, I was not aware of your presence. Why? What's the sin? Because the Ebisha said to David HaMelech, what I want from you is Bakshu Ponai, know that I exist. Be cognizant. So David HaMelech hears such words. So he screams back to Rebishta, Espanach Hashem Abakish. Your presence, Hashem, I will seek. That's what I'm going to do. My avoida, what's my avoida? Espanach Hashem Abakish. What I'm going to show you now is this word, Lefanecha, Panecha, Ponoi, Ponov, is a code. It's a secret code in Torah and in Tefillah. That is probably one of the holiest words that exist, and that is Shvisi Hashem L'Nagdi Summit, which the Shulchan Aruch starts off with. Shvisi Hashem L'Nagdi Summit, be cognizant of Hashem's presence. And in one word, Chazal said it, and the Torah says it, the Eibishter says it, it's Panecha. That's the cold word. Now look here. So he hears it's Panecha Hashem Avakesh. So right away, then David says, no, okay. If I'm going to do as Panach Hashem Avakish, you want Bakshu Ponai, and I say as Panach Hashem Avakish, I'm going to seek your presence, I'll toss the Panach Mimeni. So don't hide Panach Mimeni. So what do we see from David HaMelech? When did David HaMelech ask him the Eibishter to toss the Panach Mimeni? Only when he was Mekabel on himself as Panach Hashem Avakish. That means to the extent that you are aware of Hashem's presence, to that extent do you avoid Hester Ponai. And we'll show you for now. I'm going to say this to you in the order that it happened. What do you say? You say, Ashiyom Yodei Serua Hashem
Bar
Panecha Yalech. What's the schus of Shofar?
Bar
Panecha. We're going to go Bar Panecha. So now, David HaMelech, that's such a message. Hashem wants Panecha. So where does he tell us to live a Panecha Dika life? So look here, you said it today in the morning. Yishu Hashem Uzai Bakshu Konach Tonu. Seek his presence always. But that's what he tells us. So now where Chazal tell us to be mispalel for this? I should just do it with Mechavim. Here, that's what we want. That's the Or Panecha, what we said by Shofar. Now why is Or Panecha important? Why is this important? Because when the spitz of Or Panecha, which took place in Kabbalah Sator at Har Sinai, Hashem gave us, through Or Panecha, Hashem gave us Teres Chaim, Avas Chesed, tzedakah, bracha, rachm, chaim, v'shalom. People are running around all over the world. They want tzedakah, they want bracha, they want rachm, they want chaim, they want shalom. Not shaykh, but not orpanecha. You have to have orpanecha to be zoicha to that. When we see the marshal, people mizit the land, they got to talk, matnish kan middis, kan derecherz, gunish verenish mizit. Why? It's felt orpanecha. Orpanecha, then it's teres chaim. Without orpanecha, it's teres, without teres chaim. It's not a Torah that has an effect on you. It's stam Torah. Stam gedavent. You understand? But it should permeate the person. It should have a tachlis. That's only if you have Or Panecha. Only Or Panecha. That is why when you daven over here, you say, Yashirin, with the Shuva Shalema, Lefanecha. What does it mean? What am I doing Shuva for? For the Aveira that I was not aware of your presence. It doesn't have to say Lefanecha. You will see when you're now you'll be cognizant, most of the places where it says Lefanecha, Ponecha, it doesn't have to say Bachla. It's miyutar. It's extra. It doesn't have to say it. Could have said Hachzim Shu Shlema. Hachzim Shu Shlema Lefanecha, for the Aveira that I was not aware of your presence. That's why I have to say over here, Milfanecha, Malkeini Rekamat Shem. You don't need Milfanecha. Say like this. Kikel Shemei Tvotzik Zomato. Malkein and Reikam Alta Shemeinu.
What?
Milfanech. In the schus that I'm aware of your presence. Therefore, Malkein and Reikam Alta Shemeinu. And that is the reason why I'm Moshe Lohan. Right now, when you said, Achnu Nihim, Tova Lefanech Atafila Seinu. You don't need Lefanech. I'm talking to Hashem. I said, it's all the Kevah Kleva Seinu. Just say, Halkein and Reikam Seinu. Tova Tufila Seinu.
What does it need Lefanech?
Tova Lefanecha, the tefillah that I'm going to say now, being aware of your presence, that after salam etchina say. That's why we say Rishin Ono Azay Pona. Don't make us an Azay Mekshiyarev. Loimar Lefanecha. You don't need Lefanecha. Loimar Shom Lekenev Lekenev saying. Loimar Lefanecha in your presence means I'm aware of you and I'm going to make a fool of myself and I'm going to say baloney and I don't even mean what I'm talking about. And that's the reason why. You say over here, Besachnu Besvila Panecha Nakawa. Besachnu Besvila Nakadeh. You just said Atu Balarachman. You're talking to the Rebbe.
They keep on repeating it.
Besachnu Besvila Nakadeh. Now, Besachnu Besvila. Panecha. So now look over here. And this is a mitzvah to tell over to your children because you love a whole Yiddish guy without knowing this. Racham Vachanon Chotosi. Don't need Lefanecha. Racham Vachan Chotosi. Talking to the Rebbe, the Racham Khan, he's the Racham Khan. If you don't have Lefanecha, that's nothing. Don't even say Tachem. It's a waste of time. Racham Khan Chatosi. What's my sin? Lefanecha. So I'm doing tshuva under Lefanecha. Now that I did tshuva under Lefanecha, I was not aware of your presence. Now I am aware of your presence. Now I show my Racham and Racham Alai. But without that, what am I doing over here? That's the reason why. And you say over here, Avinu Malkeinu, right away afterwards, you say, Elohim Melech Elohot. Because what are we, mezalzel in? I'm not aware of the melech. So I say right away, Melech Elohot. And that's chus. Zachreinu b'zikoran toiv. Lefanecha. Why need Lefanecha? Avinu Malkeinu, Zachreinu b'zikoran toiv. Hashem is not going to be Zachreinu b'zikoran toiv. And the chus of Lefanecha, that I'm aware of your presence, then Zachreinu b'zikoran toiv. Malkeinat Shvini Reikam, Milfanecha, you don't need Lefanecha, and Shvini Reikam. In the schus of Lefanecha. That's why every al-chait that you say, all the al-chait, you see, I'm kippah, al-chait shkatanu. All the Lefanecha, everything is Lefanecha. Al-chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu, b'chait
shkatanu.
Just
this tune,
it's an angfam, it's an angfam.
Very nice.
Al-chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu, b'chait shkatanu. For the very that was never a place. That's why I came to Zodom. That's why I came to Dibur Peh. That's why I came to Kapa Shoicha. That's why I came. What was the chasson? Lefanecha. Lefanecha was Lefanecha. Every Yehiratzen, you will say? Yehiratzen, Milfan. You don't need Lefanecha. Yehiratzen, Hashem, Alekeinu, Alekeinu. What's wrong with that? It can't be Lerotzen. Before it's Lerotzen, it's Milfanecha. I'm acknowledging, I know that you're here. You can see Yehiratzen, Hashem, Alekeinu. No, Lefanecha. There's only one place that David HaMelech says Lefanecha in a different place. Look here. You said it today. It's important to notice. Yerotzen Imri Fi, Vehegin Libi, Lefanecha. It says Lefanecha here. Why didn't it say Lefanecha right here? Imagine now. You just finished davening. Did you have kavanah the whole Shemoneh Esrei? I don't know about you. I didn't. The mind flies. Things come into your mind. That's what Hashem made us. Our mind is zipping, zipping, zipping. Even with a city, even pointing. Your mind, today Hashem made us like that. So imagine now if you see like this. I'm talking to the Eibushter, all right? Imagine you're God, and I'm talking to you, Moshe, okay? Yehi l'rotzayin l'fanecha, imrei fiv hegelin, should be to your will, and I'm cognizant of your presence, I said l'fanecha, what I said and what I thought about. I'm a joke. I thought about my appointment, I thought my wife wants to pick up a milk, I thought I'd take the kids to school, I thought about this, I thought that, and I'm standing in front of the Eibushter, I'm saying, Zalzayin l'rotzayin l'fanecha, and I'm aware of your presence, what I was saying and what I'm talking. What I was thinking, I'm saying to Eibushter, should be for you, your presence. Yeah. I'm making a zilzul Eibushter. That's why David HaMelech said it like this. And that's why Chazal put it over here. Yehi l'rotzayin imrei fiv v'hegyon libi, should be to your will imrei fiv v'hegyon libi, lefanecha, only those things that I was thinking about with having you in mind, but being cognizant of your presence, to exclude that if Chas v'Shalom I was thinking about anything in Shemoneh Esrei that was not with the awareness of your presence. Because obviously if I was thinking about something else, I was not aware of your presence. I'm not asking Yehi l'rotzayin. Yehi l'rotzayin imrei fiv v'hegyon libi, only those things that was l'fanecha. That it was l'fanecha the Shemoneh Esrei. There was awareness of your presence. But if Chas v'Shalom I was not aware of your presence, Rabbeinu Shlomo, saying Shemoneh Esrei, don't count that. Don't count that. That's why when you're going to gargle Shoy Chanad, when you see this, it's chapta pachad. Shekein choyvaz kol hayitzurim, it is the obligation of all living creatures. L'fanecha. You don't need l'fanecha. Shekein choyvaz kol hayitzurim. It is the obligation of all living creatures. Hashem alakeinu alakeinu is the hoydus l'han shemecha. Finish. No. Shekein choyvaz kol hayitzurim l'fanecha. To be aware of your presence. Hashem alakeinu alakeinu v'seinu. Then l'hoydus l'han l'shabeach. And that is the reason why when you wake up in the morning, Moidani, lefanecha. You don't need lefanecha. Moidani, malachai v'kayim. What's wrong with Moidani, malachai v'kayim?
Okay, Yaakov.
No. I'm done with you. Yeah. Moshe, I want to tell you something. I said this to Rosh Koilo.
Yeah,
he's 70 years old.
Yeah.
He started to cry. He came over to me the next morning. He says, Yaakov, I want you to know I never davened shachris in my life like I davened today. Look here. So lefanecha, awareness of your presence. Every year, you're going to say
lefanecha.
When you go to sleep at night, you say amapa. You say shemitosi shleima lefanecha. Because shemitosi shleima, this will be lefanecha. In other words, you get up in the morning, you say ma'idani melcha b'kayim. It don't mean nothing. You say ma'idani, thank you Hashem. And I'm aware of your presence, Malachai V'Kayim. Because if I'm not aware of his presence, then it don't mean nothing, Malachai V'Kayim. It don't mean nothing. What's the Aleph? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Shvisa Hashem L'Negdi Summit. That's the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. If you don't have Lefanecha, there's a guy every Chodesh in Lakewood, he comes to me, he says to me, Yankel, I want to wish you a Lefanecha D'Kechayim. In other words, what does the Eibushter want from us? He wants we should live a lefanachadik life. If we don't have a lefanachadik life, then we're wasting our time. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. Everything that you see going on now, kids, this, that, everything you see, it's all because of lefanach. We don't have it. I'm going to show you now two more things. There's more. There's so much here.
Of course.
And I'm going to show you a few things now, but you're going to have to hold on to your chin.
Okay.
If you think what I showed you now is something, now what I'm going to show you, you'll never be the same.
Okay, I'm ready.
We said a Seres HaDibris yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you say? What was the second Seres HaDibris? Lo yir l'chol
v'machayim.
What did you say? Lo yir l'chol v'machayim. Don't have strange gods. Lo yir l'chol v'machayim. Don't have strange gods. Al ponai. Ponai. The shirish that contradicts my presence. Anything that contradicts the Eibushter's presence is lo yelochachem achayim. Taivitz is lo yelochachem achayim. Anything that we go after contradicts our pona. So that's what Eibushter says to Avraham Avinu. His halach lefanai, vayusam. You look at Rashi, in Noach, Rashi brings down here, just you know that this word is a key word here. Ubavram hu ayme yisalach lefonai, ashe salachti lefonav. Noach, hayitzorach sad letamchoi. Noach needed help. Aval Avram hu ayme yischazuk mahal vatzitch meilav. Bait Noach says, it's the lekim yisalach Noach. The Eibishter had to make his halach Noach, the Noach's all game. But by Avram Avinu, shteich this halach lefonai, the Eibishter gave him a tzivu, his halach lefonai. So Rashi is saying that by Noach doesn't say lefonai, he says lefonai. Because what does the Eibishter want?
Yeah.
What he said to David HaMelech. Mm-hmm. David HaMelech said, bakshu ponai, his halach lefonai, right? You see, his halach lefonai, his son. That's what the Eibishter wants, halach lefonai. So now look here. Okay, now hold on to each other. Vayayim Avraham el Elakim. And Avraham says to the Eibishter, Lu Yishmol Yichya Lefonecha. Zol Yishmol Leben Alefonecha Dikol Leben. What was Avraham Avinu's entire tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What said the Gebetim from the Rebbeinu Shalom? What did he ask? He asked one thing for his son. Nas Eishabi Alamden Abaki Chassidu Shiyid. As again a mikveh as a land of fanecha the kalab. No, Moshe, you didn't learn Rashi.
It's the mitzvah, right?
You didn't learn Rashi. Lo Yishmael Yichya lefanecha Yichya biyirasecha k'moy yishalech lefanai.
Wow.
Plachat moy vos debish doin. So debish to Avraham Avinu hishalech lefanai. So Avraham Avinu says, that's what you want. So I'm a spell for that. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. As a Lebanon Lefanecha Dika Leban.
That's very nice. They get the land to Rasha.
That's why, okay, that's why Yitzchak says over here, right when he's getting ready to give the bracha. Havili Tzayed Vaseli Matamim. This is Yitzchak now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yitzchak learned from Avraham Avinu.
Yeah.
Havili Tzayed Matamim Vachela Vavarechacha Lefnei Hashem Lifnei Moisei, when you finish Hashem for? Vila Tzayit, Selim Atamim, Varchela. Vavarechecho Lifnei Moisei. Alat Galepta Lefanecha de Galeba Yitzchak. He's going to give a bracha, Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Without that, it's all baloney. Lifnei Hashem. I just want to show you the Rosh Prokem here. Okay, I want to show you a few more, just touches. Okay. So when I saw that, I says, now what's blown by Yaakov Avinu? Right? Did Yaakov also live in Lefanecha the Kalai?
Yeah.
Right? It's not Torah, this is life. If you don't have this, you can do all, everything. When you see guys come late to Davin and walk into a shul with a coffee, you know why? It's no Lefanecha. Because if it's Lefanecha, I got an appointment with the king at 8 o'clock. I got an appointment with the king at 7 o'clock and I walk in late. Appointment with the king? With a coffee? Talking to somebody? Because you're not coming to talk to God. I'm coming to daven. It's a thing to do. Daven. A Rav gave a shiur in halacha. I went over him after this. Why are you giving halacha shiur?
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe when I tell you this. What do you mean? You don't know you have to learn Shulchan Aruch? He says, why? For what? He says, you don't know halacha? He says, what have I know halacha for? He's looking at me. He says, where did you learn? Who's your Rebbe? He says, my Rebbe was a big place ago, Frank Pencil Shandon. And you know why you learn halacha? No, tell me why you learn halacha. He says, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan says you have to know halacha. So I says, Rabbi, I want to break your bubble. That's not why you learn halacha. You learn halacha because of lefanecha. Because if you're facing Hashem face to face, you don't want to mess up in front of a Kaddish Baruch. And Malach Lech Kavoyed, and they're just right here.
Yeah.
And he wants me to do something. I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm going to do it in his face. I'm going to do it improperly in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants me to do it A and I do it B. He wants me to come at 8. I come at 20, at 8:30. He wants me to davening straight with brachas and karbonas and pesukah d'zimra and start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, say Kodesh Kodesh with the tzibur, and I go ahead and I do like this. Okay. That's why you learn halacha, to know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then I says to him, why do you learn Torah? Torah, Yisro Yom Belayla. You have to learn Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Says, that's why you're learning Torah. He says, Yisro Yom Belayla. Someone learned Torah. Mm-hmm. He says, learn Torah because the Melech Malchem Lochem wrote us a letter in the form of Hamisha Chumash Torah. If Trump would write you a letter and you didn't understand what Trump wrote in the letter, what would you do? You'd go around to find out what is Trump saying in his letter. I can't read his handwriting. So if the Eibush the Melech Malchim gave us Chamishchem Shetayra, why am I learning Torah? I'm learning Torah to know what did the king say. What's the king say? What's he say?
Uh-huh.
The more I care about what the king says, the more people I speak to try to find out. So when I'm learning Chumash and I don't understand, I'm looking at Rashi. Rashi, can you tell me what the God wants? When I learn Gemara, I'm learning Gemara to find, can you tell me what he wants? Because if I don't know what he wants, how am I going to do it? So I look at the Rishonim, I look at the Achronim. What's he want from me? When you see guys kvetching drink like this, they don't even know why they're kvetching and drink. They want to kvetch and drink because they're a lamdan. They want to be a lamdan, but that's not why you're kvetching drink. You're kvetching drink because you want to make sure that you know what he wants. That's why you're kvetching drink. So look here. He says here, Vayivarach Has Yosef Yomer Elokim, Sheshalcha Avoysa Lefanav Avram V'Yitzchok. So Yaakovin is made now, and the Zayda Avram and the Tata Yitzchok. What's that Lebanon was going to left? A Lebanon is Sheshalcha Avoysa Lefanav. David said, Ishalach Lefanai, and he's saying here, the Galek is Halach Lefanai. That's the kind of life that they live. Ishalach Lefanai. So I'm going to show you two more things, and then you go, then you don't. Like you see, say after the eagle. What's Moshe saying? Vayom e'elav. Moshe says to Abishim, Ein panecha hoilchim. Al talenu mizeh. Don't take Klal Yisrael out of here. Im ein panecha hoilchim. See that? Now you'll appreciate what you learned yesterday. Nitzaveinu Hashem la'aseis es kol hachukim e'elam. L'yira es Hashem alakeinu. L'yira, that's what? L'fanecha. We just said, L'fanecha b'yira secha. Right?
Yeah.
It means not to be afraid, only to be afraid, to be in awe, to be aware of, be cognizant of his presence. That's how L'toiv Lonu Kol Hayom. People looking for segulas. How is it L'toiv Lonu Kol Hayom? How you get there? It's L'fanecha. L'yesh Hashem L'keinu. To be in awe. That means the Rebbe can touch the year to be afraid. The year is not afraid. It's one only pshat. The year means to be in awe. To be afraid of ruining your relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Every year it has a special relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. His neshama. Mm-hmm. And when we do a sin, Chas V'Shalom, because we were not aware of his presence, it hurts our relationship with him. And she says, Moshe, we had a relationship. We had a relationship. Why are you messing up in front of me? Why are you doing against my will? I thought we had something going. I'm afraid to ruin my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now look at this. Well, tzedakah to Yolano. And tzedakah will be for us. How? Kanishma Lassus is called Mitzvah Zayis. Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu Kishetzivanu. Why do you need Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu? Tzedakah to Yolano. Kanishma Lassus is called Mitzvah Zayis Kishetzivanu. Like you commanded us. No. That's not pshat. Well, tzedakah to Yolano. How will it be a tzedakah?
Lefnei.
With being aware of Hashem's presence. But if I'm going ahead and I'm doing mitzvahs anoshim alamadim without lifnei Hashem alakeinu, without Hashem alakeinu, then it's not tzedakah to Yolano. Yes, you get schar mitzvah. You get a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah.
You get.
That's why I hear the last pasukim here, and then I'll let you. When we praise Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we say? Lekum Navi Hoy B'Yisrael K'Moshe. Asher Yadoya Hashem Ponim El Ponim. Because we are always Ponim El Ponim. If the Eibush is Melech L'Tzkevodim, he's here right now. He's here right now with us. It's Ponim El Ponim. Right? How do we praise him? Yadoya Hashem Ponim El Ponim. He knew Hashem. He was aware of his presence. This is Da'al Lifnei Mi Ata Oimi. Asher Yadoya Hashem Ponim El Ponim. That's da lifnei mi. That's the da.
Mm-hmm.
That's the da. Sefer Yera. He says here like this. Moshe. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim yosef v'yim v'yishchazik b'mitzvah b'ra oylam. V'yachnes tomid ahavosu v'libo. V'yachshoiv ha'boire tomid l'neged einav. That's lefanecha. That's lefanecha. Now, you're saying kevus alakim li'toiv, so I'll tell you something kevus li'toiv. Kevus alakim li'toiv. If you're talking about kevus, why does it say din?
Elokim.
Why is it Elokim?
I feel it with Elokim is over here.
It's just say Kirvas Hashem.
That's right. I'm saying
Kirvas Hashem.
That was the same crash I had.
Right.
I had a tenet.
Elokim. So I'll tell you. There's two types of Kirvas. There's one type of Kirva where I want to be close to you. Like right now, I wanted to tell you this Torah. You don't want it. You don't want to listen.
Yeah.
I wanted to be close to you.
No.
I invited you. That's one kind of kiva. I want to be close to you. There's another kind of kiva. Another kind of kiva is that you want to be close to me, but I don't want to be close to you. You want to be my friend. I don't want to be your friend. You don't always want to be everybody's friend, right? Two types of kiva. So Governor Melech is saying like this. When I want to be close to you, then it's Karav Hashem. Yudkei Vavke L'chol Koyrav L'chol Asher Yikru B'emes. Karav Hashem, Hashem, Yudkei Vavke is close. L'chol Koyrav, all those that call out to Him, Asher Yikru B'emes. Why? Because I'm looking for Hashem. When I'm looking for Hashem, I'm the looker. I want the relationship with Hashem. I want the Lefanecha. Then it's Karav Hashem, Yudkei Vavke. But when I don't want Hashem to bug me, Hashem, can you leave me alone a little bit? Don't give me so much mitzvahs. Don't bother me. Don't pressure me. Leave me alone. I'll come when I want to go. I'll do what I want. But Hashem wants the kiva. He's our father. The father wants his son to be in the scarf, but the son village. Then it's kiva selakim. Then it's din. Then the kiva comes with the din. Kol doidi doifek. Like it says here, Pischli, the Ebishter knocks on the door, bangs, open up, open up. Sometimes he opens up with a daigus panosa. Sometimes he opens up with a problem with a shidduch. Sometimes he opens up, he makes a person chalil v'chas not well. And the person is forced to become this karev to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He screams out. Why? Because the Ebishter wants a kiva, but the kiva doesn't come through your rutzen to the Ebishter. It's the Ebishter's rutzen for you. And when it's the Abish just for you, so he brings a certain thing. So Zog Dovra Melech, Kirvas Elakim, even when the Kirva comes through din, when I didn't want you, you want me, then Li Toy, that's also good.
Even the din is Toy.
I feel it's a din.
It's unbelievable.